Davis School District spokesman Chris Williams says his office is getting a lot of calls and emails with confusion over the ballot language.
It says over the next 5 years, your cumulative increase will be $7.49 based on your home being valued at $240,000.
But the rest of the ballot then talks about $168.
Without the bond passing, your taxes are going to go down eventually by $168. It's going to be over 7 years. So your taxes will eventually go down, but in the same breath, we say that also means we don't address any of the growth. We don't address the needs of the existing buildings.
Davis officials say they need this bond to build new schools in high-growth areas and improve existing schools. Since the last bond in 2009, the school has accommodated growth by adjusting boundaries, moving portables, using year-round schedules, and building when possible. One of the new schools, if this new bond passes, would be a high school in Farmington on land the district already owns to take pressure off of Davis High School.
Davis High School, which is a new school in that we knocked down the old school, rebuilt, and added to the capacity. They're going to be up there as well. Right now, Davis High is as big as BYU Hawaii.
William says West Bountiful Elementary would also get a lot of needed love and attention. A recent survey found many, many needs in that school. One more point to make, William says make sure to turn your ballot over if you have a mail-in ballot. The bond question is often on the back. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.